Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time to talk a little hoops. Our good friend Scott Brooks, head coach of the Wiz, presented by Greenberg and Betterman, specialist in personal injury law. Coach, it's good to have you on.
Good morning.
It's good to have you on after a win, man.
It is.
I know you had to rearrange the schedule after the Nets lost, but hey, you got John back last night. He played 28 minutes. He had 13 or 15 points, something like that. All five of your starters in double figures, and you beat a team that you had to beat because the Grizzlies struggle, especially on the road.
Yes, I mean, it was a win. It was an ugly win. I don't know. Hope you didn't stay up and watch the game. It wasn't fun to watch.
Of course I watched the game, Coach. Especially when
you're
the Wiz.
You're probably better off watching like some reruns of like Happy Days or something.
No. Coach, especially if the Wiz tip at 7. That's right in my wheelhouse because usually, barring overtime, the game is done by 9:20, 9:30. I can just go right to bed afterwards.
Yeah, yes, that's good. Yeah, you know what? It was a good win. It's good to have John back. He's the leader. He makes our offense go, and you know, it's good to have the engine back. And you know, he I thought he played good. Not great, but good. You know, deep. He got his block shot that he don't normally get to every game. He leads us, and it's good to have him back.
Did you have a sit down with him and say, look, you're not going to get your usual 34 to 36 minute. You're not getting that workload. Tonight's going to be 25 to 28, something in that range. And, you know, that's what he got. And it probably worked out because I saw him at the halftime interview with Chris Miller from NBC Sports Washington. He said, I'm a little bit tired. I mean, he admitted that because, you know, he hadn't been, you know, playing in games for the past, I can't remember how many games it is at this point, but probably
it's like 10 games.
Yeah, better to have the reduced workload and ease him back in. And if you had that talk with him, does he bristle at that a little bit because he's such a competitor that he wants to get back to the regular workload?
Yeah, I mean, it was a talk, but he definitely wants to play a lot of minutes. And I told him it's going to be, you know, mid-20s, maybe, you know, like 28 topped, you know, do that for a few games, maybe no more than 30. And he understands, you know, because we need him. We need him. It's not anything that should surprise anybody. We need John Wall, and we need him to play well for us to be successful. And, you know, hopefully the knee comes back, he bounces back today, and it feels good, which I see no problem. Hopefully that's the case.
Yeah, I mean, I assume you asked him how he felt last night after the game. What did he say?
Yeah, he said he was tired. You know, and he should be. You should be tired when you play in an NBA game. I have problems when players are not tired. They should have, during a timeout, they should be sweating and breathing hard, and they should be tired, and that's what you have a timeout for, and that's why you have the night off. But he definitely was winded a little bit because he hasn't played in the game in a couple of weeks. He missed, I think, 10 games or so.
Right.
You know, a guy who had a night off last night was Keith with a hip injury and an illness. So in steps Mike Scott. He gives you 27 minutes last night, 10 points, 5 boards, hits 2 3-pointers. You know, that was a guy who, on the road trip especially, showed a lot of flashes, had 22 in the loss to the Clippers. I mean, you've talked about him before on this show, just a true pro's pro. When he's called upon, he's going to come out and do the job. And he did it last night.
Yeah, you know what? He's been a great surprise. I had no relationship with him prior to this September, and he's come in and really impressed all of us. He's a great fit with our team. He's a great fit with the teammates. You could play him a few minutes, or you could play him heavy minutes. He's going to give you everything he has, and that's just I always say that you just love having pros like that on your team.
Hey, Coach, Cakes mentioned the Clippers game. I want to bring you back to that. I have a couple questions on this one, all right?
Yeah.
So this was, I don't know, roughly a week ago out in L.A., and Lou Williams hit a go-ahead pull-up three-pointer with 1.2 seconds to play. All right, so you had 1.2, you call the timeout, you set up your play, and then Bradley Beal hit a jumper at the top of the corner, or on top of the key, that would have tied it. So you were trailing by three, and then that shot would have tied it, but they waved it off. They called it, didn't they call a 5 second?
No, that was
in Brooklyn.
Oh, that was the net game. Yeah. No, the 1.2 seconds, and then they gave you 1.1 seconds, right?
Yeah. So I to this day, I still have no clue what happened.
Yeah, did they give you a reason? Did they give you a reason why they took time off the clock?
I have no clue.
They said something that the fact that the clock malfunctioned and it started too early, and so they went back and they're going to give you what the clock, what took was taken off the clock. So they should have gave a 0.1 second,
right?
Which to me that makes no sense. If that's the rule, that's new to me. I've been in the league for 30 years. I've never seen that rule take place. But if that is the rule, they need to change the rule. If it's a malfunction, they should start at the same.
So whatever reason they gave you, it didn't suffice. You did not agree with that.
No, but that is the rule. I mean, that is the rule. It doesn't happen often, as everybody knows. And you know, maybe they should change the rule that if it malfunctions, you should have the same time and take the ball out of the same spot.
Right. Right. All right, so you lost that game, and then the net game, and Cakes and I kind of argued about this, but and I didn't see it live, but I just saw the read. That's when Bradley hit the three-pointer that would have tied it, but they called, they waved it off because of the five-second. Cakes says it was a quick five-second call.
I bet Coach Brooks agrees with me. He thought it was pretty quick.
What was your take on that?
It was quick. It happened. I mean, it's quick. You can go, it was quick.
Yeah, I know you don't want to
say
that.
You know, the bottom line is, I mean, we in the Clipper game, we were up two. We gave up a three. They missed. They got an offensive rebound, another mistake. And they gave, and then they hit another three. Rivers hit a three. So we were up. Now we're down one. We got an and one, so now we're up two again, and we gave up another three. Those you can't do that.
Right.
Those are the mistakes that we've done, you know, in those two losses against Brooklyn, and we gave up offensive rebounds against Clippers. We have to be able to close out those games and make those mistakes. And our guys know that, and hopefully we continue to grow. There's a lot left of the season, and you know, having John back to close out games I think will help us. But we've learned a lot without John. That's the thing that I told our guys. He's going to be out for a couple of weeks. I don't know how long. I mean, games end up being more than that. But we got to be a better team when he comes back. And I think that we are a better team.
Coach Brooks, the upcoming schedule, a little bit quirky / difficult. Next, at home against the Clippers. You just faced them out in L.A. last weekend. Then you sandwich in the Warriors. The Cavaliers and the Pelicans. We're putting up just a boatload of points and stats with Boogie and Anthony Davis. And then you're at Brooklyn again. You were just at Brooklyn a few nights ago.
And then we just played the Clippers a week ago.
Right.
So it's, and then we went on two West Coast trips before Christmas. It's definitely a tough schedule, but everybody has to go through it sometime or another. You know, the good thing we got West Coast already behind us. Now we can just focus on, you know, the central time zone and the eastern time zone.
Yeah. Kind of sucks you got to play on Christmas.
No, I love it.
Oh, you do?
It's pretty special because there's only so many teams. What is there, only five games? So 10 teams play on Christmas, and it's an honor. When you play on Christmas, that means you're pretty good.
Yeah. And so, you got to play in Boston.
So
that'll be a good game.
Coach Brooks, how does the Brooks family do Christmas? Is it a Christmas Eve thing, or is it the day after Christmas? When do you celebrate? Because obviously you're on the road.
Actually, my family's going to be in Boston, so it's going to be kind of nice. And they're going to get there the day before, and then we stay after Boston because I think we play Atlanta
Atlanta
on that Wednesday. So it's going to be nice. I mean, it's definitely going to be a tough game. It's going to be, you know, they're playing the best, some of the best basketball in the league. So it's going to be a good measuring stick for us where we stand. You know, we played them to game 7 last year. They've changed their roster. We're trying to fill our roster, trying to fill our way in the early part of the season. I'm looking forward to it.
So, Coach, you're 15-13. You played 28 games. I just wanted to ask you about some of the younger players. Like, who has impressed you? Maybe not just the rookies, maybe the second-year guy. You know, Embiid's having an unbelievable year. He's not a rookie, but, you know, coming back from that injury. Who are some of the younger players that you've seen so far in your 28 games that have really impressed you? Does anybody come to mind?
Simmons from Philadelphia. I mean, that guy, he has the body of a, nowadays, of a center, but he's the point guard, 6'10", strong, quick, aggressive, doesn't need to shoot because he gets to the paint, gets to the bucket. I don't even know if he's made a shot outside
right.
The paint the last 10 games, but he's impressive. The kid from Utah, Mitchell, is impressive. He has just this highly competitive gene in his body. He wants to compete every possession, both ends of the court. I was impressed with him. There's a lot. The league is in a great place. There's a lot of good players, and a lot of players are playing hard and playing aggressive and playing the right way, and it's in a good place.
Coach Brooks, one of your own players who emerged during the John Wall injury hiatus was Thomas Satoransky. Put up some good numbers so far in December. It's a guy that you've had to rely on. And last night, when you needed the backup point guard, you didn't go to Tim Frazier first. You went to Thomas.
Yeah, I think he's earned it. He's played well in the last 10 games without John. I'm not down on Tim, but I have to pick one. I think Thomas deserved to get some minutes first. I played Tim a little bit last night. Tim's definitely not out of the mix. We're going to need them both. And the good thing, Thomas is 6'6", 6'7". He can play. He can play two or the three. He can play the wing position. He can guard bigger players, so they can play. He can play at times together.
Coach, I was watching the NBA channel yesterday, and their Hardwood Classic was from 1983, when the Denver Nuggets beat the Detroit Pistons 186-184. All right, now the game went.
Oh my gosh.
The game. I don't know if you remember this, but I actually do remember this game. I was 13 years old, and it went into a couple different overtimes. Maybe it was two or three overtimes, but Isaiah was like a second-year guy, maybe a third-year guy. But the Nuggets had so many slow white guys that you might see at like the YMCA. I mean, they had Dan Issel. Now, these players were great players. Vandeweghe was great. Dan Issel was great. They had Bill Hanslick. I don't know if you remember Bill Hanslick.
Oh, yeah. I know Bill.
At one point, the Denver Nuggets had five white guys, slow white guys. Kenny Denard was on that team.
Yeah, they were putting up numbers.
And they put up 186 against the Pistons. I mean, it was incredible. And I was just thinking to myself, if a younger kid was watching this team play, you know, like a 20-year-old NBA fan, he would go, how are these guys in the NBA? But they were good.
Yeah, I mean, Doug Moe coach teams were so fast, and they moved the ball. That motion offense, and I've coached with Doug. I'm a friend of Doug, and he's just a great guy. And you know, yeah, they were so fast, and they were hard to guard. And in Denver, the altitude,
right?
If you weren't in shape, you had no chance to beat that team.
Right. I mean, Trapuka was playing for Detroit. I mean, there were some good whiteys back then. You don't see many of those anymore.
Jeez, yeah.
All right, Coach.
Coach, right. Thanks for the time. Right. Best of luck against the Clippers on Friday night. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. Have a good day, guys.
Right,
thanks.
Coach.
That's Washington Wizards head coach Scott Brooks, presented by Greenberg and Betterman, specialists in personal injury law.
At one point, the Nuggets had on the floor, they had Danny Chase at center. They had Bill Hanslick at guard.
Right.
They had Danny Issel at like power forward. They had, who did I say, Kiki Vandeweghe.
Mm-hmm.
At power forward, and their fifth whitey was, I believe it was Glenn Gondrasek. They had five white guys. But then on the other side, you had Trapuka,
right?
And you had Billy Ambeer. Isaiah was dominating the game, but
right.
And you had five hurting whiteys, and they put up almost 190.
They were scorching it, though. They were killing it.
Oh, they could all shoot.
Props to them.
I mean, they weren't going
to
go around you and dunk baseline.
Right.
But they could shoot.
Yeah, they would shoot you to death.
And I remember that game. I was like in middle school, 13 years old.
made an impact on you.
Absolutely. Clearly. I couldn't believe it.
Don't forget, coming up in just about 45 minutes, Dave Richard will join us to give you all of your fantasy football lineup advice for your fantasy playoffs.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We hope to see you at Tyson's Beer Garden this Sunday, December 17th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for the Junks pregame show. You can relax on one of Tyson's Beer Garden's three floors. Try their signature wings, 18 for $8 during every NFL game, and catch all the action on their 17 TVs. Details online at thefandc.com/events. The most important detail is we'll be there this Sunday, and you should be too.
Valdez can't wait until 10 o'clock. He is out of here for a week.
Yeah, but he's got other stuff to do. He's got to linger around here for a while.
No, he probably hangs out until, I don't know, noon, 1 o'clock.
Nah, I'll be gone before then.
But he won't be up in the morning for another week.
No, he will not. Yeah.
He'll be snoozing.
Yeah, really happy I'm sick for my week off.
Yeah, it's great. It's great timing.
He'll be snoozing.
Jealous.
With his new dog, his dog Chris Davis.
Yeah, well, you have to rename your dog. Manny Machado gets traded.
You know, I told Laura that last night.
Yeah.
That Manny was probably going to be traded.
Yeah.
And I told her, I said, we're going to have to come up with a new name. And she was distraught.
Right. Are you being serious, or is that just a bit? Are you really going to change your dog's name? You're going to confuse the hell out of him.
I'm thinking about it.
Because you can't call your dog Manny knowing he's going to be playing. What if he doesn't play for the Yankees?
Yeah,
what
just
if
brings up bad memories.
Well, the White Sox are in play.
Yeah, what if he signs with the White Sox?
It doesn't sting if he goes to the White Sox so much.
Doesn't hurt you. It's not in your division. It's not a rival.
Manny turns a year on the 28th. I think you can change it within a year.
I think you can do that. It's not like it's a legal binding document. It's not like Manny has a birth certificate.
Jason, you've changed your name 20 times.
Changed my name.
Well, Lurch to Bish. Did the Papa.
Squishy Taws.
You wanted to be Larry.
You're the man of 100 names.
I've had many names.
I would think you'd be all for this.
I think it's funny. I think you're going to confuse the dog, but I think it's funny.
Like I said, he barely listens as it is.
Yeah, it's fine. What does it matter if he gets his name changed?
I will say that Manny.
Come here, Kale!
I have a cool looking dog. Manny's a really cool looking dog.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
I mean, he looks like
A horse.
He looks like, yeah, he does. He looks like a horse. He's a Great Dane and what's the mix?
Great Dane, Rottweiler, and Weinreimer.
Yeah, yeah.
He's pretty fun to sleep with in your bed.
Does he sleep in your bed or does he sleep next
to you? Yeah, sleeps in the bed.
Oh, he takes up 80%
of it. How much does he weigh now?
At least a Hunsky.
110 pounds.
Oh!
Dude, it's a big dog.
Tomorrow's a big day for Manny, too, because he gets neutered.
Oh, he does. Okay.
Yes.
He's going to be so salty at you.
Big going around his head.
You're going to cut his balls off, and you're going to change his name in the same week. He's going to hate you.
The bad beat for Manny.
Poor Manny / Cal / Eddie Murray, whatever he winds up being named.
We got to get the dogs back together, though. Definitely.
Yeah, doggy play date.
That was fun.
Get them all together. Time now for the app.
Yeah, what you got on the app?
That's short for the entertainment page. Cakes is EP, not EB's, because he's not here this week.
Can you, real quick?
Yeah.
I know we just talked about it.
Yes.
Can you just give a brief recap, because we've got new listeners every 15 minutes.
Sure.
All right. Can you give a brief recap on the George Clooney story? I think this story is unbelievable.
Absolutely. Randy Gerber, who's a businessman and longtime friend of George Clooney.
Right.
He was on MSNBC, I think, earlier this week. And he told a story about how he has a group of friends that George Clooney refers to as the boys.
The boys, right.
So George Clooney, this is back in 2013, reaches out to the boys. It's a group of 14 friends.
Including Gerber.
Including Randy Gerber.
And by the way, Gerber's cash is long.
His money is long like train smoke, like some people would say back in the day.
He's got long money, married to Cindy Crawford, Gerber baby food money.
Yep.
All right, so he doesn't need money, but go ahead.
Doesn't need it. Apparently, George Clooney called Gerber and the boys and said, hey, mark September 27th, 2013 on your calendar. Everybody's coming to my house for dinner. I'm going to have a get-together. So I want to see all the fellas. I want to see all the boys hanging out together.
Right.
So they arrive at his home, and at each place setting, there's a designer black luggage bag.
Right.
In the place of where the food, you know, will be at some point.
The bag's probably worth a couple thousand.
And in each bag, in $20 bills, is $1 million.
Big
for
knots.
Each of his friends.
Yeah, a million.
A million each.
Not 10K, 20K, no. A million.
14 milli around the Clooney dinner table. And it was basically, you know, George Clooney saying, look, you know, when I came to L.A. and had nothing, had no money, no friends, you guys befriended me, you let me crash at your places, crash on your couch. And look, we're all still here. I'm grateful. I can do this for you. I'm giving you each $1 million. Oh, and the cherry on top is I'm going to take care of the tax implications, too.
He's going to pay for that.
Yeah.
I wonder how many of the 14 guys actually needed the money. I'm sure there was a couple.
Probably.
But, I mean, you know he's got rich friends.
You would think.
I mean, Gerber's his boy.
Yeah.
I don't think he hangs around just.
And I would guess Randy Gerber probably gets that money, maybe donates it to a charity. He just realized, look, this is very nice of you, but I'm going to give it to whatever.
Man, why can't someone hook me?
I mean.
Someone called earlier and said that George Clooney was legally required to pay the tax.
Okay.
The giver has to pay the tax.
Oh, he does.
Over a certain amount.
Okay.
It makes sense. Because you can't. He can't go to his bank and say, yeah, I need $14 million in $20 million bills, and it's not going to raise some red flags.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt him.
Like
He's got about eight castles around the world.
If you go to a bank and withdraw more than 10K in cash at a time, there are legal tax implications, let alone for $14 million.
Mm.
So it's really good to be friends with George Clooney.
The story makes
me
bitter and jealous, but I love it.
It's a great story. What are the chances one of our friends calls us, you know, in 10 years and says, hey, let's go have dinner together, and there's $1 million in duffel bags around the table.
Right. Well, our friends wouldn't even give us 100.
Yeah, it's just not going to happen. That is the best story. The best story of 2017?
Got to be.
Might be.
It's the best non-sports story.
It's in the running.
No
George
doubt.
Clooney.
I'm with you.
Good dude.
Valdez, that's got to be the best non-sports story of the year. I'm sure I'm missing some, but that's a good one.
Outside of, like, you know, like, whoever won the Nobel Peace Prize. I don't know who that is.
Oh, no one cares
How
about
would
that.
I know that?
Mm-mm. That's a boring story. That
right.
story gets me hyped. This one right here.
That story gets you kind of horny.
Yeah, I love
be
it.
Honest. All right, let me hear the EP music, Valdez. We talked about this yesterday because I am in serious preparations for Deadpool 2018. My team will be drafted over the weekend in New York City. And sadly, this guy is one of our targets, Artie Lang, comedian. He's in trouble with the cops once again over drug charges. One of his friends, struggling New York attorney Dominic Barbara, has written an open letter begging Lang to save his own life. Barber used to appear on the Howard Stern Show with Lang, sent Page Six the following. Dear Artie, I've been your friend for 20 years. After painkiller addiction, alcohol addiction, and almost dying from a stroke, I'm 5 years free of pills, almost 6 months free of alcohol. I'm in a STEP program in Boca Raton. Whoever, the guy who runs it, his name's Steve Kennedy. He's 33 years sober from heroin. Best man I've ever met. If you want to come, I will get you and pay all of your costs. Please save your life. You have a lot of people who love you, Dominic. Lang, who struggled with addiction for decades, sparked health fears when he posted a disturbing selfie and was arrested for skipping a court appearance related to arrest for alleged heroin possession.
Mm.
The 50-year-old comic's 8-year run on the Howard Stern Show ended in 2009.
Yeah.
Now, he's been involved
Tough
in
times.
Radio and podcasts, you know, since then, but he's very troubled. He's had a past filled with drug addiction, a suicide attempt. It's not going to end well for him unless he sobers up and goes into some sort of program.
And he's not related to Brandon.
He is not related to Brandon Lang.
Right.
That's correct.
Because Brandon we all Lang know also, Brandon Link.
Brandon Link.
Right.
Brandon Link.
Link.
Like sausage, Link.
Brandon Lang is his porn star name.
Yes, correct. The top Google searches of 2017 were super depressing. You want to hear the top 10, Jason?
All right.
Top 10 for 2017 Google searches.
All right.
Number one, or should I go 10 to 1? Which do you want?
Go 10 to 1.
Go 10 to 1. All right. Number 10.
I'll tell you if I've actually searched it.
Number 10 is a terrible thing.
All right.
Fidget spinner.
Oh.
I mean, just a terrible gadget, but it was very popular in 2017.
I think I've Googled it.
You've Googled fidget spinner?
I think I Googled the price.
Okay.
All right, so I think
it was more than $2, I mean, you're getting ripped off.
I'm going to tell you how many I've actually Googled on these. Go ahead.
Aaron Hernandez, number 9.
Oh, 100%.
Hurricane Harvey, number 8. You're a weather guy. You probably did.
Yeah, I'm sure I did.
Probably Googled number 7, too. Solar eclipse.
Probably did. Yep.
This one you may not have. I'm gonna guess you did not Google number 6. Mayweather versus McGregor.
You probably did
because you had Googled, to talk about it.
Well, wait a minute. I probably Googled their like one of them. Maybe not the fight in general, but I probably Googled their name.
Okay.
So I'm gonna say yes.
Number 5, Las Vegas shooting.
I know 100%.
Of course you did.
Yep.
I would bet everything I own you Googled this at some point. Number 4, Super Bowl. I mean, of course you did that.
Only to bet on it.
Your top 3, Tom Petty.
I think I Googled where he was from.
It's definitely from Gainesville, Florida.
Yes.
100%.
All right, so I'm like 7 for 7 here, 8 for 8.
Number 2, Matt Lauer.
Yep.
And your top search.
I wanted to find out how much he made.
Oh, it was a lot. Your top search of 2017 was Hurricane Irma.
Irma. Did Irma hit Puerto Rico?
Did Irma hit Florida?
Harvey hit Texas. Yeah.
And Irma, I believe, hit Florida and Puerto Rico.
Okay. All right. 10 for 10.
Those are your top 10 searches
Valdez,
of 2017 on Google.
You think you were 10 for 10 on that?
It's a lock. I was 10 for 10.
Yeah. I know Drabby and AWOD were. That's all they do is Google all day.
This next story is kind of disturbing. A court in Egypt has reportedly jailed for 2 years a singer who appeared in a music video in her underwear while suggestively eating a banana, kind of like Jason does here on the Junks every single morning.
Yep.
Shaima Ahmed, a 25-year-old known professionally as Shaima, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, was arrested last month after the video sparked outrage in the conservative country. She was found guilty of inciting debauchery and publishing an indecent film, local media said.
So they put her in jail for 2 years.
In jail for 2 years for suggestive banana eating.
Awful story.
That's a pretty bad story. Probably not as bad as NFL ratings continuing to sink on Sunday night football amid a national outcry over players kneeling for the national anthem. And criticism over poor on-field play, the average TV audience through last Monday night dipped to 8.4% below last year, worse than a 7.9% deficit 1 week earlier. The NFL is now averaging 15.3 million viewers per game this season, down from 16.7 million last season, according to Nielsen.
What do you think the overnight rating on tonight's game will be? Denver at Indy.
Ooh, I mean, two teams with
what was that number?
No sniff of
playoffs. What was the number you just gave?
NFL is averaging 15.3 million viewers per game this season, down from 16.7 million last season.
All right,
that's 1.4 million loss?
I'd like to know what the average number overnight rating for the Thursday night games are. Now, some of them have been good, but most of them have been terrible.
Yeah.
And this has got to be the worst one.
It's a pretty bad one.
I'll
check in from time to time, but the Caps are playing tonight, correct? They're playing at Boston.
Well,
that gets my full undivided attention.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll check in during intermission.
Do you think they get more than, Drabby, you think that the Thursday night game gets more than a 7 share tonight?
No. It's going to be the lowest rated game
ever. Actually. Maybe ever. Maybe it gets a 5.
It's probably in a few years. There's not one reason to watch.
There's not one reason to watch it.
Unless you like, you know, the uniforms.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to see Jacoby Brissett versus Trevor Siemian?
No, of course not. Think about that.
That's quite a dog quarterback.
You're
matchup.
Right. Unless you want to see the color rush, there's no reason to watch.
Well, it's not their fault. I mean, they picked the games beforehand.
And I get it.
At the beginning of the season, you would have thought Denver Indy would have been a pretty good matchup late in the season.
Yeah, right.
I thought they had power to like flex them out and switch.
Well,
games
clearly the
Thursday.
Schedule makers didn't envision Andrew Luck missing the entire season.
I mean, it's a gamble.
They were gambling.
And then also, Jason, yep. Let's be honest. This is, like you keep saying, this is a big week for the NFL.
Yep.
Do you really want a game that has playoff implications played on a Thursday night when, you know, the home teams have such a huge advantage?
I bet you the NFL does. I wouldn't because I go to sleep early. But I would like to watch a little bit of a meaningful game.
Come on, how
about
the TV numbers? Give it a look.
I don't know. You're right. They can't help it. They've had injuries, and they didn't know that Luck was going to be out for the whole year. I get it, but it's just an awful product.
Don't forget Dave Richard, fantasy football expert from CBSSports.com. He'll be on the show at 9 a.m. to give you all of your fantasy lineup advice. Welcome back to the show. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan on an Open Line Thursday. It's a sponsored Open Line Thursday, too.
Absolutely, Cakesy. Open Line Thursday is presented by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit for the first time, installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. I've got a nice big French door. Courtesy of Window Nation in my home. I love it.
It's a French door at Jason Bishop's house.
And my dog always scratches at it when she wants to go out on the back deck, on the screened-in porch. I get a little bit salty.
Of course you do.
There's a little string with a bell on the end of it, all right? And she's supposed to go up to it and wiggle her nose on it and ring the bell.
Right. That hasn't happened.
Now, she does that with the garage door. So she goes over to the garage door when she wants to go out. She rings the bell.
Right.
Like this.
Yep.
And
that kind of looks like what the clown does in It.
Right.
One of your most famous gifs of all time.
Hey, my dog Luca goes like this to the bell.
You know, you're
right,
putting.
But she doesn't do it at the back door, the French door. She scratches at it. I get bitter. I go over to her and I take her nose and I ring the bell with her nose like that. I shake the bell. And that's what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to scratch at it. Like
right.
Because that scrapes the paint.
What about.
It's salty.
Can you call Window Nation and ask them to install a doggy door, like a hatch, in the bottom of the French door?
It would have to be like the size of this room. I mean, my dog's 75 pounds.
I'm just trying to come up with a solution to your problem.
No,
that's all.
I don't want to do a doggy door.
Though. No?
I just want her to ring the bell.
Well, apparently she's unable.
Ring my bell.
Oh, right. Can't believe you're bringing up that song.
Ring my bell.
She wants to go to the bathroom.
She likes going on the screened-in porch to see all the squirrels and bunnies. And she barks at him.
Ooh, I would assume that she would just ring it all the time because she wants to go outside.
No, sometimes she gets. I'm telling you, she goes out there, she looks around, and there's no bunnies. She comes back in.
Here's something you need to do. Why don't you just get a fence put up so you can let your dog run around your backyard?
Because I have the smallest backyard in Loudoun County. There's no room for a fence.
There's no room for a fence.
Barely any room because my neighbor's property kind of runs up. I'm telling you, I got the smallest backyard in
the
country.
Well, then a fence would.
Electric fence.
You could put the shock collar on Luca.
I don't know, because my buddy did that. He installed an electric fence, spent like $3,000 on it, and the dog would just run right through it all the time. Biggest waste of money of all time.
Turn up the voltage.
I think they did.
Yeah, make it a silly AC/DC high voltage electric fence.
They didn't want to kill the dog. I mean, I think they did turn up the voltage, but it just didn't work. So I don't, and you know me, I'm a squeaker. I don't want to pay for $3,000 for an electric fence.
Well, no, you wouldn't pay. You would find somebody to
hook
come
me?
In and install it.
All right. Do a little trade out.
Do it for trade. Yes. 800-636-1067 is the number. It is an Open Line Thursday. So let's go to the phones. Let's go to Dave in your old hood, Sterling, Virginia. What's up, Dave? You're on with the Junks.
Dave? David, going once.
Dave, this is where you're supposed to speak to us. I guess right. Dave rolled out.
He's out. He wanted to talk about the... I guess that briefcase that Clooney was given $1 million in. By the way, I'll give you another Google search that I just added to my list of 10. It was Jeannie Bouchard SI swimsuit picks.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's very specific.
Yeah.
You couldn't just do Jeannie Bouchard. You had to throw the swimsuit picks in there?
Yes, of course, because look at that picture. Is that an attractive body?
I can see why he grasped.
Starting to get a little excited.
That was a solid grasp by him.
Oh, man. He
job
hit,
well
he
done.
Hit, he hit the freaking Powerball.
800-636-1067 is the number. It's an open line Thursday. Talk about whatever you want. You can talk Skins Cardinals. Do you still have interest in the Skins games, even though they're eliminated? Do you want to see how Jay Gruden performs in the last three? Is his job in peril? If the Redskins come out flat like they did against the L.A. Chargers, will the organization make a move in the offseason because they don't want him to lose the team? So you could talk about that. You
I say
talk about
no.
The Wiz winning at home last night.
Yep. I say no. I don't think, I mean, unless I don't think they're capable of losing all three games.
Because, I don't think
because,
so either.
Because of the schedule. Even though the Skins are terrible right now with all the injuries, I don't think they're capable of losing those three games.
And again, on a sidebar, if the Redskins lose all three games, Chris Russell, a.k.a. the Rooster from 106.7 The Fan, has claimed, because he made an outlandish bet during the offseason, that he would walk from Nats Park to Ashburn to Redskins Park.
That's a death wish.
It's craziness. It's madness. But it's still in play, because if they drop all three games...
He's got to do it.
Jay Gruden's job's in jeopardy, and the Rooster's feet are in jeopardy.
Chris, yeah, I was going to say, the Rooster's life is in jeopardy.
Yes, it probably is.
All right, that'll take him about 18 hours, and he'll probably have a heart attack.
It would take a long time.
He'll get hypothermia, and he'll have a heart attack.
Yes. Let's go to... Scott in my hood and only wants to talk about the Acela you're taking up to New York.
Hey, Scotty, how you doing?
Yeah, just as knowing, you know, what a penny pincher you are, I'm just curious why you're spending all this extra money to save an hour.
Because I hate driving to New York. I hate driving through the city.
No, I know. I hate it. No, I'm not. I'm taking the train to New York tonight for $49 from BWI. I go every other week. My girlfriend lives there, and it's crazy. The Acela saves 1 hour. It's like at least $100 more.
I know, but I'm doing the first class though.
Very nice.
So I get free cocktails and a free meal.
I'm going to probably go to the liquor store and get a mini bottle of Tanqueray.
I am paying for it, but I don't actually have to come out of pocket while I'm on the train. I don't know. I don't know. My wife wants to do it. My kids like the train.
You're paying for it.
You know, what are you going to do? I mean, you got to pick your battles.
It's the experience of it all.
But I really hate driving to New York. I do. But he's saying just take coach and you get the $49 deal on the regular
Amtrak. Bring some minis in there.
Right.
Like when you take coach,
it's all about
on a train,
the experience.
Do they even have like options for you to like buy drinks or buy food?
Well, there's a bar car, or you know,
there is.
Yeah, always crowded though. Always crowded.
Well, I'm sure it is.
You got to sit there and wait in line because the train's wobbling around.
Because you don't have to worry about driving, so everybody's going to be getting hammered.
Everybody's up there getting a cocktail.
Of course they are.
Yeah, yeah, and they have food there.
Let's go to Daniel.
But I want someone to actually bring the food to me.
I understand. You want to be pampered. I get it. Let's go to Daniel in Bowie. Daniel, you're on with the Junks on an Open Line Thursday.
Fellas, I have a quick question. When you guys play hooky from work, what do you guys get into? I'm going to keep sleeping after I hear you guys and probably go to the movies, watch two movies without the kids or the wife.
Okay, well, thanks for taking my call. Let's just tell you this,
you're,
Daniel.
You're playing hooky today from work.
Part of the reason we've been on the air.
Yes, I am.
Part of the reason we've been on the air, and we appreciate the call. Part of the reason we've been here for 20 plus years is because we don't just call out sick.
Yeah, we got to be here.
Even when we're like Jason's been sick all week, he's here. Like we don't just wake up like one day at 4:15 and say, "You know what? I don't really feel like going to work today. I'd rather go see Flops at MGM National Harbor."
Right.
So I'm going to call Drab T-shirt or send him a text at 4:15 and say, "Yeah, I'm not feeling so good today. I think I'm going to bail on the show."
Yeah.
I
thought about doing it today, but I realized Cakes would be doing a solo show, or AWOD would be sitting in there for 4 hours.
Oh, God. Thank you for sucking it up.
I couldn't do it to him.
Yeah, I appreciate that. But, again, to Daniel and Bowie, we're not in the business of just texting that we're not going to be at the show
today.
What
did he say he was going to do?
He said he was going to sleep in.
Yeah, right. after the show is over, after he's done
he's
listening,
go back to bed.
He's going to go back to bed for a little bit. Then he's going to catch two movies.
Right.
Hey, it sounds like a good day.
He's doing a back to back.
And he emphasized without the wife and kids.
Right,
right.
He has his own solo day. Yeah, and good for you. It's just not something that really comes into play.
Yeah, he's Ferris Bueller today.
Exactly. He's doing his own thing. Let's go to Randy in Lexington Park. What's up, Randy? You're on with the Junks on an Open Line Thursday.
Good morning, Junks. Hey, I wanted to see what the latest Bitcoin exchange rate was these days.
Oh, geez.
I had a question.
All right, hold on.
I had a question for you.
Let me get to it, but go ahead.
So I saw an ad recently. A guy was selling a computer, a different way of getting into Bitcoins. I guess all these Bitcoin exchanges are going through the internet, and people need computers to process these transactions. And so they have these things out there called Bitcoin miners that process all the exchanges. And for every exchange you process, you get a slice of the transaction. And so that's how people basically mining Bitcoins every hour of the day.
Yeah, I don't understand.
So if you have an old computer.
I've got an old computer. I've got a new computer, too. I might just use that one. But Bitcoin is now trading at 16,433.
Yeah, I know nothing about the Bitcoin mining hustle. I'm pretty sure I'm not going to get in on that. But thank you for the update. Somebody has to do it. It's just not going to be us. We barely know how to buy it online, let alone mine it. Are you kidding me?
I don't know how to do any of that.
Let's go to Jay in Mitchellville. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Man, I just really wanted to call and thank y'all. 3 weeks ago, when y'all started talking about cryptocurrency, I kind of looked into it, and I bought 10 shares of Litecoin when it was 72 and one share of Ethereum when it was 246. And the way it skyrocketed, man, I feel like I owe you guys, man, just a thanks, man. I just wanted to tell y'all that.
Well, you owe us more than that.
Yeah, you should cut us in.
I don't want you to ship us some
you're
chips.
You're welcome.
No, and I had nothing towards my retirement. Now I actually got a little something going on.
That's right. You got a nice little 401k going. Hey, congratulations.
Yeah, right.
Hopefully it continues for you, buddy.
Well, Jay, let me just...
I know, man. Thanks, fellas, man.
Let me just tell you this. I'm no financial advisor by any means, but... I would diversify outside of just cryptocurrency if I were you.
I know. My father told me I'm a fool for doing just that. But this is a problem, guys. I can't get the money out. I tried to cash out $100 just because, and it won't let me take any money out.
Really? Why?
I don't know. It says they're going to send me two small amounts to verify. They sent the small amounts. I went to go hit verify, and it won't let me go any further. So this does kind of – I'm not going to put no more money in. Until I can take something out. Because this doesn't sit well with me.
So this is the same. Isn't the same problem you were having, Cakes?
I was able I have access to my account now.
Oh, you do?
I have been able to establish that.
So can you take money out
but
today?
But can you sell? Can you sell?
Haven't tried. I'm going to ride the rocket ship. Why would I sell?
Try and take out $100 and see what happens.
All right, I can try it.
I'd be interested.
Okay.
Because that scares
please,
me.
Please, man. Please let me know tomorrow, man. Right, say something about it.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate the call.
All right.
800-636-1067 is the number. We're going to start loading up your calls right now because when we come back, we'll be joined by Dave Richard, fantasy football expert for CBSSports.com. We know you have lineup questions. You can ask the expert. Ask Dave Richard next here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.